Hi, folks. I'm Jerry Waters, host of Weekend Inspiration. I want to take just a moment to let you know about a new segment we've got coming up on our Saturday edition, On the Spot. Let me explain it for you. We're going to give you, the listener, the opportunity to write in with your comments, suggestions, whatever you'd like to write in, as well as those questions you've been dying to ask your favorite DJ. Is Bobby Gillis currently seeing anybody? Has Cowboy Jim Waters ever really ate an Oreo cookie? How does Richard Johnson manage to get by with so little sleep? So get your pens and paper out, write down your comments and your questions. Drop it in the mail to me, 220 Potter's Lane, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47129. The good part is, if we use your letter on the air, we'll send you a nice little gift just for writing. So write, and we'll see who we can put on the spot.
Ah, Jerry Waters. Boy, you never know what he's going to be up to. And this is about the time we issue our Jerry Waters watch. Now, a watch means that conditions are such that a Jerry Waters experience could occur. A warning is when a Jerry Waters has been spotted, he's been seen on the premises, and that is a warning when he's been seen and you know he's coming. And we'll update that watch to a warning in probably around 15 to 20 minutes, you know, depending on whenever he bebops in here. So we just want to keep you updated on the Weekend Inspiration Jerry Waters watch is issued at this moment. So just, don't tell anybody I didn't warn you. 12:59 is the time. You're listening to Inspiration 1570 WZCC New Albany, Louisville. Inspiration 1470 WBUL Shepherdsville, Fort Knox, Elizabethtown. Your Christian family radio station. Stay tuned for USA News up next right here on Inspiration Radio.
Radio Network News, this is Paula Rice. President Clinton has not started his new job on solid footing. A Newsweek poll gives the president a 32% disapproval rating, the highest such rating for any new president since the surveys began in 1953. American political research analyst Kevin Phillips told AP's Newsweek on Air, the president's economic policies may not be enough for him to hold the trust of the middle class.
But he made a lot of promises. First, that there'd be a middle-class tax cut, which has disappeared, and then that the middle class would not have tax increases, with a minor caveat that in October he started saying they wouldn't have tax increases to pay for new programs. His whole economic program is going to focus these questions, and you're going to call up the frustration politics again.
A Time Magazine CNN poll shows 48% of Americans oppose the president's plan to lift the ban on homosexuals in the military. The nation's governors are meeting in Washington for their annual winter meeting. South Carolina Governor Carol Campbell says if they meet with the president, they'll be discussing health care reforms, but Social Security should not be affected.